I'm Ian Pickus for WAMC News. When lawmakers left the state capitol in Albany this month for the year, several bills related to limousine safety languished. Now, the families of 20 people killed in October's limo crash in Schoharie are calling for a special session. The investigation into one of the nation's deadliest transportation crashes in years continues, but in the meantime, people like Kevin Cushing say state government has failed them, and they don't want to wait for lawmakers to return in January. Cushing's son, Patrick Cushing, was killed in the limo crash.
The families, generally speaking, are speaking about issues pertaining to limousine safety almost on a daily basis via social media. And we have been working very closely with the Senate Transportation Committee for a month or so back, earlier on in this session. And they did work through some bills that were sponsored and eventually passed. Unfortunately, they were passed at the tail end of the summer session. And by the time they got to the assembly, it was literally the last week. That said, we did meet with Chairman Magnarelli and other committee members in the assembly and discuss those bills and our wish that they be passed as written by the Senate. But there were some concerns at the assembly level about some of the wording of those bills. But they did indicate they thought that at least three, maybe five, could work through the session. When little became of that, no real substantive legislative action was taken. We were disappointed and we were somewhat angry. And the reality is the issue of limousine safety has been going on since really the summer, I believe, of 2015 with the limousine accident in Long Island. And between that date and October 6th, we've lost 24 people in limousine accidents, and we've had four women tragically injured and emotionally injured as well. And that's too high of a cost to pay for there to be inaction in the legislature. So we understand that they want to get it right. We want them to get it right. They're good people. We understand that. They want to do the right thing, and so do we. But we don't want to wait until 2020. We keep being told to be patient, and we really don't feel like we're in a position to be patient right now. And so we're reaching out through this statement, through the media, to the Assembly and Senate, to ask them to consider a special session. We obviously would work with them as they would ask us to for our input. And I know the folks in Long Island would do the same. And we'd love to see something get done. The weather is lovely in Albany in the summertime. And I think they'd enjoy a brief stay here to work out some legislation that, you know, both the Senate and the Assembly could pass and the governor could sign. So that's our hope and that's our goal right now.
Well, what are you hearing from your local members and the governor's office in these conversations now that the session has ended in terms of, you know, why it didn't get done?
Well, what we're hearing is there wasn't enough time. And maybe that's somewhat our frustration. We know there's a lot of bills on the agenda at the Senate and the Assembly. We know they have things that they need to get done, want to get done. One of those things is limousine safety, but it didn't rise to the top of their priority list, or if it did, it didn't get done. What we're hearing from them, and we have heard from them since the statement was released, that they are very anxious to move forward with both the Assembly and the Senate with getting some bills done. And we are hearing that they're interested in calling a special session to get that done. So that's heartening. But until it happens, we'll still keep pushing.
We're nearing the first anniversary of this horrific incident in October. I'm just wondering on a personal level what the past, you know, several months has been like for you.
Well, I can only really truly speak for myself and my family. And I know that it mirrors what's happening with a lot of the folks because, as I said, we're in daily contact. And it's difficult. It's horrific. It was a tragedy, a horrific tragedy beyond our wildest imagination that it could happen to us. And we now know that it can, and we know that it can happen to others. We have tried to turn that grief into a positive direction by being advocates for change. We're really just moms, dads, brothers, sisters, spouses, grandparents. We're not professional lobbyists. We're not professional advocacy people. but were people that cared deeply about our kids that passed away. And we don't want anyone to have to go through the horrendous times and sadness and grief that we all experience literally on a daily basis.
Kevin Cushing, thank you so much for your time.
Ian, thank you very much. I appreciate it.